a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I have a little update for everyone. I've been asked a couple of times over the last day or so, just walking down the street grabbing a coffee, about our chat with Nathan Cavalieri.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
To be fair.
Still. Even last week.
He is sort of semi-single white femaling you and... or girl on the train, was that one where sort of...
No, I'd say single white female because he's slowly becoming Cameron.
Yeah, that's okay, cool.
Well, I have an update. I found out the truth, more of the truth.
So, this time
from my wife.
Quickly, just a quick recap to bring people up to speed. We found out that Dodsie, your wife, had a crush on guitar virtuoso Nathan Cavalieri when they were both sort of early teen age, 13, 14 years old. He was on Hey Hey It's Saturday, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. You claimed that you could get an interview with him.
Yes.
Which, amazingly, you actually followed through and
did. We did.
Good on you.
No doubt.
Very rare that it happens, but sometimes it does. And it has not gone well because they really hit it off. And then we brought to the table on Monday that they are now Instagram friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you told us, was it yesterday or the day before, that he, in conversation with Dodsie, your wife, over Instagram direct messages, explained that after our chat, the whole group chat, he's now been inspired to put his kids into Auskick. He's also cutting his hair short and dyed it orange or red.
Not that last bit. And he's drawing freckles on his face. Not that last bit. But and the chat, Dodsie was involved in the interview and he was a delight. He played along. He was absolutely outstanding.
He didn't play along, mate.
I'll give him a big pump up for the chat. It has since turned out, I think I went a little bit ranty the other day when I said that he was single white femaling.
Well, because footy's your thing.
Yeah, footy's
your thing. Stay in your lane. Yeah. I'm not getting my kids to go play guitar.
Yeah, I said, you go just teach him how to slash on the axe. Is that actually what you say?
Do you know, a bit unfair because you famously did teach clarinet at Joey's. So
I remember those days.
Yeah, those good old days. But I also said that, you know, he'd friend requested Dodsie on Instagram. Well, Dodsie owned up to something to me last night.
Okay.
As it turns out, she did the friend requesting of Nathan. He accepted.
Yeah.
And weird. Just
and then he said,
politely so,
hey you.
Stop it.
Hey.
Do you know who Dodsie is now best buds with?
Yeah.
Nathan Cavalieri's wife or
partner. Oh.
Okay.
On Instagram. Yes. So I think the whole single white female, which is alluding to that movie, isn't
right?
It? Yes. Is Dodsie. I think it's going the other way.
She's bought a guitar home.
Yeah, I don't think Nate's moving in on. I think she's going the other way.
Oh,
so I'm sorry, Nate, for attacking you viciously the other day in with my words. Mm. It's Dodsie. She's the one to blame for this whole love triangle, rhombus, whatever shape it is.
Rhombus.
Square? Is it a square?
Square.
It's a square. I think four corners is a square.
Rhombus is good, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Great, great news, though, because there's always room for one more in the spa, Lingy. So now...
Do you know what Dodsie's words are?
Yeah.
You'll like her. She's hot.
Keys in the balls!
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time to play, guys.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Right, Geelong Surf Coast and Bellarine's favourite Thursday base game brought to you by Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite newsreader bed.
Oh, you're very kind there, Tom. Poor Will. Are you trying to get brownie
points? Don't suck up the bed.
I won last week, guys, just FYI. So.
Did you? We wouldn't remember anyway.
I know. It's very, very disposable what we do. It's just in one ear, out the other.
What's the theme today, Beck?
Well, I figured given that it has been freezing cold this week, we're having a cold theme.
And, of course, winter solstice today. So there you go, it all fits.
That's why I went with the body paint. I've been howling at the moon down at Eastern Beach.
Yeah, you left one bit non-painted though.
Mm.
Just to get that moonlight straight in there.
Mm. That's why it's glowing.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
Please. Sweetie, please.
Well, Beck, what you're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they are news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get a half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Loggy.
Well, this is going to get
loggy
confusing.
Loggy one, loggy two.
Yeah. I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay. Cutler bananas. Cutler bananas.
Still hesitated. Had to think about it.
Okay.
Every
you ready?
Week, Tom.
Let's do it.
I know.
Do something?
I would, but I enjoy it. I think it's funny, so I'm going to allow it. Here we go. Lyrical headlines for this week. Question number one with a cold theme.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Cold calling at a bar and I'm looking for some action. Feel like Mick Jagger said, I can get no satisfaction.
Oh.
The girls Loggy? Are all around.
Oh, nah. Do you know what? I'm going to go with my first brain guess, but I think it's wrong. Maroon 5 moves like Jagger.
No.
Yeah. That makes no sense. It's not cold.
Keep going.
Right, so the girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up with LOC? Oh, the girls is all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chum when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said... Do you want me to keep...
Tom?
Yeah.
Is it Funky Cold Medina?
By?
Tone Lock?
Yes.
Oh! Well done.
Guy, why you so fly? Said Funky Cold Medina.
Yes!
Oh, what a guess.
No, I thought I knew, and then I was like, oh, is it Tony Tone? I don't know.
You want everything to be
Can I just say how much enjoyment I get out of hearing you read those lyrics that make?
The not whitest rap you've ever heard.
I was going to say, the daggiest rap you'll ever hear. Such a mum person here.
You're fine, mate. All right, here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice.
Lingy. Oh, I'm not going to get the artist. It's Cold as Ice. By Australian Crawl.
No.
Oh. I had a go.
Half right, but yes. Anyway, I'll just...
Yeah, keep going. Keep going while I think about who the artist is.
You'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune in feelings, but someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price, I know.
Sorry, is this a song or is this a Han Ice ad? I thought, so it's just making me thirsty.
Well, obviously it's Cold as Ice, but the band.
Yeah, I know. People are going to be very annoyed at us for not knowing it.
And as soon as you'll hear it, you'll be like, of course it is.
Okay, I'm going to have a guess.
Yeah, okay.
I know it's not, but Cold Chisel? No. Okay.
Can I have a guess? I know it's not, but is it Ice House?
No. do you want another turn, Lingy?
No. Tell us what it is.
Foreigner.
Okay. Of course, Beck.
I had no idea it was them. There you go. All good. Really, you're on one, Tommy.
Wish it had been Ice House. All right. So far, no good. Question number three, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. The lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against have brought me down upon my knees. I beg, I beg, I beg and plead. Singing come out of things unsaid. Shoot an apple off my head.
It's obviously Coldplay and it is... Just give me a moment, please.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Loggy.
Right. Loggy, go for
more
it.
More lyrics, please.
You buzzed.
I was just saying, okay, fine. Okay, all right. Coldplay, Yellow.
No.
Damn.
More lyrics, please, Beck. Okay. Without shouting my name first.
And a trouble that can't be named, a tiger's waiting to be tamed, singing you are, you are.
Yeah.
Confusion that never stops, closing walls and ticking clocks.
Hang on, he didn't
Tom.
Buzz. Loggy.
No, he didn't. Is it Coldplay Clocks,
yes.
Beck?
Yes, of course it is.
Well, it took us a while to get there, but that is a win for me. Thank you very much.
Well done, Tommy.
Well done, Beck. That was a fun round.
Thank you very much.
We won't play next week because we're all away, but the following week, Lyrical Headlines will return.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
If you want to boost your happiness at work by 58% or relieve anxiety or stress, which affects so much more of us, you know, it affects me. If you want to reduce that stress by 57% or...
That's the main thing. It affects you.
It affects me. And therefore, it affects you through via osmosis.
Collateral damage is more like...
I guess so. Bring Your Dog to Work Day is tomorrow. It's a very fun day, although I've never experienced it. We've been talking about it all week. My lovely dog, Wombi. He should be allowed to come in.
You've been pushing for it all week. The people out there have also been jumping on the social media, the KROQ social media, and they are pushing for it as well. It's really only one roadblock here in Tom Lewis.
Not all of the general public is supportive of this.
Oh, I think you'd find they would. People actually saying that it's discrimination to not let Wombi come in.
Oh, and how about the allergic community? How do they feel? Do they not count? Are they not important?
Part of the allergic community as well, and I can tell you that we're fine with it.
No, because you're not allergic to dogs. All right. So
Tom said no. Yeah. Where it should stop, really, because that's the hierarchy of your line manager.
Yeah. But he also said the reason he's saying no is because the old boss that used to work here said, don't you let those guys ever bring a dog in.
May he rest. The last words he ever said to me.
Yeah. So let's go to our new boss in the pointy end of the building. Shiny shoes, Rachel. Good morning, Rach.
Hey guys.
Now, Rach, have you been listening to this that's been playing out this week?
Look, I have been listening, and I have to say, I'm definitely sold on the health and well-being part.
I like that. Yeah, yeah.
But the question is, what do they do for your productivity?
I would say same, because I'm always looking at pictures of Wombi anyway. So during the show, you know.
Well, this is my concern, Rach, is that Log is going to spend sort of 90-95% of her time going, and I can only probably handle a solid 16 to 17 seconds of that.
See, this is highly likely. And the other question is, who's on poo scooping?
No.
Who's on pooper duty?
So Wombi does not do that inside. And I will take him out every half an hour or every hour whilst the newsie's on
and reduce,
for a quick little zoop.
Reduce your productivity even more.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, Tom.
It's not looking good for you.
It is looking good.
Hey, Rach, where do you stand on the whole Loggy undermining her boss, Tom, bit and going over his head to you?
Well, hang on.
Well, I say you got to give a girl credit for trying. She's got a cause, and I like it. I guess my question is, we're an equal opportunities workplace, right?
Yes.
So what makes Wombi so special? Beck in the newsroom's got a beautiful little dog.
True.
There's many other people in this workplace that have little dogs. If we invite Wombi, do we have to let everyone come in?
Well, that's the thing. You just say Loggy got in first. And Wombi therefore has higher priority. Also, Loggy will not be in the building all day. Therefore, Wombi will not be left here all day. I think it all works out, guys. I see nothing but positives.
Can Wombi come in? You want the job in sales?
Yeah.
You're very good at it.
Look, we need an answer. Can we get a? Do you want a drum roll? Do you want to? Can we get an answer now, Rach? I know you two haven't discussed it. Or do you want me to go into the cone of silence and you two have a meeting about it?
I'm happy to be led by my intrepid leader as opposed to other people. I won't sort of go around to the board of directors or anything.
Rach, can Wombi come in tomorrow?
Righto. You've got it. Wombi's in.
Oh, Wombi's in.
Yes.
Well done, Log.
Thank you.
Well campaigned.
All right, I'm going to send an invite for a meeting just right after 9 o'clock, everybody. We'll have an off-air chat about this.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Nurses, absolute bloody saints.
Oh, yes. My God. I don't know how they do it. Someone coughs near my region and I'm like, ugh. How do they do it?
My mum was a nurse. She's now retired. Mm. But just talking with her friends, everything that she did, unbelievable people, superb people.
My mum, my sister, my brother-in-law, all nurses, and I've got multiple cousins who are nurses. We're a big nurse family.
That's cute.
Very handy to have. You know, yes. You call, oh, God, what's going on? There's blood everywhere. Oh. And they're like, we got you, because we see this every day. Yeah, and that's
calm
the thing.
Down.
Gets crazy. So I heard a story the other day, an experience with a nurse, and I thought, man, they see some stuff and there's got to be some stories out there that are either similar or just as crazy. So what I want to hear this morning is crazy nurse stories. What have you heard? What have you seen? What have you done in the line of work?
For those stories that you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we understand nurse-patient privilege.
Yeah, no name names.
Yeah, and you can be anonymous as well. You can even call, tell us, and then we'll tell the story on air. I don't care. But I'm going to do that now because there is there's a story that I heard from a guy about his wife, who's a nurse, who had to miss a couple of weeks of work because a man had presented in the emergency department with something where it shouldn't be, and it was stuck, and he couldn't get it out.
Oh dear.
And he admitted that he had, in fact, put it there himself.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's the first step, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no. This is not a kink shaming sort of
program. We don't kink shame on this.
Not
show.
At all.
No,
we're open to anything, and obviously so was this guy, and well, certainly on the way in, because it wasn't coming out, and so what they had to do was they had to inflate him.
Inflate the person.
Yes, they had to get some air in there to then remove said item.
Right.
Yes, okay. They do that in operations. They fill you with air so that
create
things
some
kind
space.
Of float. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some space float around.
So they did that, and that then caused the item to not only leave his body, which is good, what a relief, I imagine. I don't know what other feelings are involved.
Oh, come on, Tom.
What a relief. But it left at quite a velocity.
Oh, we're talking like those kids' toys where the pressure builds up and whoo, the rocket goes up. Yeah.
Like a Nerf gun.
Yes.
But so it apparently once it left his body, it was revealed to be quite a heavy sort of ball. Now, I don't think it was a shot put or a bocce ball. Could have been a bocce ball, actually, now that I think about it. But that sort of vibe,
like heavy,
quite heavy. It's shot out.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No.
Hit the wall.
Yeah.
Then landed on this guy's wife's toe. Oh. The nurse, broken three of her toes.
Really?
You're joking.
And she's gone on workers' comp for a couple of weeks.
Oh, she deserves it.
Absolutely she deserves it.
Just for what she saw, she deserves it.
Yeah.
Let alone getting hit by the item.
Man, nurses see some stuff.
Oh, that's next level.
That isn't that crazy?
Do you know what? They're the best people to have at parties because they'd be like, you reckon that?
Yeah.
Listen, and that's what we want right now.
Doesn't have to be, you know, inserted item removal. It's anything. What have you seen? What have you done?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What are the temperatures at the various bocce rinks around?
You know, I just thought as we went to turn on the mics, I thought it was, you know, they was like, oh, I slipped in the shower. It was like, yeah, I slipped at bocce. Were you playing with no pants on?
All right, give some context to the story,
it's
please.
Just nude bocce from the waist down. So I heard a story the other day. Nurses, wonderful people, just absolute troopers. The things that they see, the things that they do, the things that they are witness to would boggle the mind.
Oh, I don't know honestly how they do it.
Nor do I. And this particular story involved a man presenting in an emergency department. I do not believe it was in Geelong. That's one thing I can tell you. Essentially, there was something stuck where it shouldn't be. To remove said item, which is apparently a pretty common thing, they inflated him. They've got air in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that essentially got behind the thing that was stuck. And then that left his body at velocity.
Crashed into the wall.
Hit the wall, rebounded, landed on a nurse's toe.
I wonder if they have like a target set up there on the wall where they're like, they point him and they're like, all right, here we go, and down on the belly.
I wonder if someone was in position to catch and they didn't quite have the aim right. It broke the nurse's toe.
Yeah, which I can't believe that's awful. I hope she's okay.
Three toes, in fact. Yeah, we postulated that because it was a ball of some sort, we postulated that it must be some sort of like a bocce arrangement. It couldn't be a bowling, like a 10-pin or a lawn bowls ball. Anyway... The moral of the story is, wow, amazing. And then...
Yeah, that is a good moral.
Can I say the moral of the story is nurses deserve the pay rises they should be getting.
Yeah, and please, if someone who can organise them some car parks, I know University of Oswald has a bit of car parking for the nurses, but get them more, please, and at all hospitals in Victoria and Australia, because they should not be having to walk blocks at 11 o'clock at night.
Especially with what they deal with. And we did have someone give us a call. They don't wish to be named. And that's fine. I don't know how I'm going to tell this story, though.
Okay.
But we're going to enjoy you trying.
She said that she knows that people don't understand, but she loves her job and being able to give relief to people. And she said that one of the most intense things that she's done is to help an elderly gentleman who... had not been going to the toilet. Anyway, let's just say similar bocce ball situation. However, the body made its own bocce ball.
Okay.
Okay.
And no. Metamucil wasn't doing the job.
It's,
she got the glove on.
Yeah. Oh. It's like how you check whether a cow's pregnant. Essentially, yeah.
And then...
Yep.
She said... Yeah.
Don't do that with your finger.
Yeah, yeah. That's... It's like... So imagine you're going fishing.
Why do you keep touching your nose?
Imagine you're going fishing, right?
Yeah.
And you need... What do you need for fishing?
A hook.
A hook.
No, we get it. No, we get it.
And she said it was beautiful, the amount of relief he got.
No.
Where she quote, burst this from
yeah. That's all right. We get it.
And what's the pay? Are you asking for like 5%, 6%? Give them 100% pay rise.
Give them my money. That. I'll do this job for free so that you can birth bocce balls out of people. I'm happy for that to happen.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.